You have searched me and you know me, Lord. What a great verse for St. Augustine and each and every one of us. I would recommend his autobiography. It was on the first ever, his confession, which you could read about his own journey in his life as well as his mother, which again we talked about yesterday about St. Monica, the saint we should ask for her prayers as she used her tears and her prayers for her own son that was going away from Christianity and then through different philosophies and different religions. And then she was so happy when he was finally baptized as a Christian and as a Catholic. So like St. Augustine and myself, that the Lord is searching us and knows us more than we know ourselves. And going back to St. Paul, to the Thessalonians, another great image for us today, that he said to the Thessalonians, "You're witnesses, and so is God, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we behaved toward you believers." And I love how he said that, "As you know, we treated each one of you as a father treats his children, exhorting and encouraging you and insisting that you walk in a manner worthy of the God who calls you into his kingdom and glory." So it was a wonderful moment, and I thank you for myself, of your exhortation and encouragement yesterday in my life, in the ways that we as a family and friends and brothers and sisters, that it is good to welcome each other and help each other and also challenge each other to continue to help our church and our school and our community to get better and better. And what an honor to be together in our family. Once again, as that Psalm 139, "You have searched me and you know me, Lord."